This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The Affordable Care Act is 5 years old this year, and since it was signed, more than 10 million people who were without health insurance now have it. The catch is that most people still do have to pay something for the care that they get, and many people can't. From Northwest Public Radio, Rowan Moore-Garrity has more on the still widespread problem of medical debt.
At the Yakima County Courthouse, presiding District Court Judge Kevin Roy walks past a rattling dot matrix printer and long rows of color-coded folders to a shelf of files awaiting his signature.
If I was to pull this file out, let's see. Memorial Physicians, PLLC. That's not just by luck.
Judge Roy says most of these files are for medical debt. He spends a big chunk of his workday signing judgments against people who owe money to hospitals and medical providers.
It's like the tide coming in every week.
Medical debt affects one of every four Americans and accounts for more than half of all bankruptcies. At age 60, Scott Clyatt is in debt for the first time in his life. Chronic pancreatitis has forced him to stop working, and it regularly sends him to the emergency room for a week at a time. He now has free health coverage through Obamacare, but he's still struggling to pay off old debt. Missing a single $25 installment landed Clyatt in court.
The judge did allow me to speak, but the fact that I admitted that I do owe them money kind of cut everything else off.
Most of Clyatt's bills were forgiven through the hospital's charity care program, but he's barely made a dent in the remainder, things like a $4,000 ambulance ride.
Divide $4,000 by $25. My grandkids will probably still be working on it when I'm gone.
Overall, gaps in coverage like Clyatt's are the exception to the rule. The vast majority of people with medical debt have insurance the whole time those costs are piling up. But the bills insurance doesn't cover can be devastating on their own. That's one reason Steffi Woolhandler says health insurance is often, in her words, a defective product.
People buy it in good faith to try to get medical care and make sure their bills are paid. And then when they get an extensive or prolonged illness, the health insurance doesn't work.
Woolhandler teaches health policy at City University of New York. She says even with Obamacare, many policies still have high out-of-pocket costs. Karen Politz co-authored a recent study on medical debt for the Kaiser Family Foundation.
We see a lot of plans still that have, you know, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 deductibles, and that's still way more than most Americans have on hand.
In those circumstances, Pollitt says an illness is often the beginning of a cascade of financial problems. Scott Clyatt feels his medical debts are undoing a lifetime of hard work.
I have a hard time with this in that I've always paid my bills. Bankruptcy is that wall that I just don't want to hit yet.
That's a predicament Clyatt shares with millions of others. In Yakima, I'm Rowan Moore-Garrity for Marketplace.